We're on Daf Lamed. We're about 10 lines down. The Gemara says, Ma'ika ben Avinenu l'tefila ktsara? What's the difference between the two tefillas that we say at tefila ktsara versus Avinenu when a person's in a dangerous place and how they daven? Avinenu by l'tzuli gimel k'mas v'begom v'asfars. Because Avinenu, you still have to daven the first three brachas and the last three brachas of Shemana. So you come out to l'vesa lo by l'mahad l'tzuli. And then when you get home, you don't have to redaven because you said the first three, you said the last three, and you condensed the other 13 into one big bracha. The tefila ktsara, if you're doing a tefila ktsara, lo by l'tzuli, lo gimel k'mas v'begom v'asfars, you don't have to do the first three or the last three brachos came out to the base of by them hadid sliya, and when you get home, you got to daven again because you only really said one line. Bilksa havinenu meumad. The halach is havinenu is said standing. Tefilah ksar bein meumad v'mahalach. Tefilah ksar can be done while standing or while sitting. We try not to do either one if we don't have to. Hayroch v'elchamor, two dots. Turn up on the brazos. I say roch v'elchamor. If you give zman tefilah, if you were riding on a donkey and you were sitting, you got to zman tefilah miyeshal. Mishiyochus l'chamor. If you have somebody to be able to hold the donkey over the matan lispavel and daven by standing in the road. V'imlav yeshem makom lispavel. If you can't because you're in a car, you're driving, whatever it is, you're on a bus, then sit down and daven. Rebbe Oymer ben Kalvin Kal yeshem makom lispavel. No matter what, sit down and daven. If she'en datu mishavas love, you're not going to be a little settled anyway. Because even if you take a break, you're not going to really think about it. You're not going to daven so well. So you might as well do it while sitting. Amar Rabbi Yitim Rebbe Shulam Levi. Rabbi Upaskin like Rabbi, and therefore that's talacha if you're riding in a bus or riding in a train, riding in a park, in a plane, do it while sitting if you can. And that's the best way to do it. Two dots. Tanar Banas Suma, Mishin Yahul Khabanas Rucha, somebody who's blind or somebody who cannot tell which direction is which, Yahavan Libik negative Yoshivaim, then just concentrate on a Kaddish Baruch Hashem, Yispalu Hashem, Davin Hashem, Hayom, Bechutzlar, Yahavan is Libik negative Eretz Yisrael. If you're sending Chutzlar, then concentrate toward Eretz Yisrael, Shem Yispalu, Lechater Hartam, you should go toward their land. Hayom, Berzal, if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, Yahavan is Libik negative Yoshivaim, then always concentrate on Yushalim, Shem Yispalu Hashem, Derech Yoshivacharta, Hayom, Yushalim, Yahavan is Libik negative Mikdosh, Shem Yispalu, Bezazah, then concentrate toward the base of Mikdosh, Hayom, Bemesa Mikdosh, Yahavan is Libik negative. You're standing in the base of Mikdash, concentrate toward the Kodesh Kodesh and Mizpalu HaMakom HaZeh. Your own base of Kodesh Kodesh and Chavnis Livu Kenev base of Kaporis. If you're standing in the Kodesh Kodesh itself, then concentrate in the area where the Kaporis is, obviously where the Aron Kodesh is. Hayom Adach HaRei base of Kaporis. If you're behind the Kaporis, you're Atzmon Kilu Lefnei HaKaporis and concentrate as if you're in front of the Kaporis. So again, if you don't know where to daven toward our Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? If you can face Eretz Yisrael, better to go to Eretz Yisrael, then Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kapores, and if wherever it is, as if you're in front of the Kaporos itself. Nimta Om B'Mizrach Machzor Pano L'Maros. So if you're standing in the east, you go to the west. Mar Machzor Pano L'Mizrach. If you're in the west, you go toward the east. Badar Machzor Pano L'Tzalf. And if you're in the south, toward the north. B'Tzalf Machzor Pano L'Darom. Right, if you're in the north, you go toward the south. So everybody's concentrating in the same place. They're facing in one direction toward one area. Like the Tower of David, your neck is built up like a tail pios. Tel Shal Kol Pios Ponim Bo. To the area, the mound, the building, where all the faces are turning. Okay, two dots. Avudishmo v'Levi kiavu boilam mefek la'orcha mokad mimetzli. Avudishmo and Levi, when they had to go on the road, they would daven early. V'chev matiz van kriyash makaru, when they would read zman kriyash ma, they said kriyash ma later. Come on. Who does it hold? Laki aitana. Ditana hishkan l'tez l'derach mevi'in lo shofar v'tokea l'luluv minanei amegiyah l'vakora. But if a guy has to go early on the road, they bring him a shofar so he blows on it, a luluv and he shakes it, a megillah and he reads it. Kshagiyah zman kriyash ma korin, when he gets to the zman of kriyash ma, you go ahead. Hishkan l'esha v'korona b'svino, and miswa l'kshag. Okay. Obviously over here, there's a little bit of akasha because you have to wonder what day would this be in which you're bringing a shofar and your tokea, right? Why would you be traveling someone Rosh Hashanah? But not for right now. Then it says, right, if you, when Zman Kriyash Ma comes, so you go ahead and read. Hishkim leshabakarona basvina. If you got up early to go to a wagon or a boat or meaning in a plane, mispawo. Davenuk shigets my kriyashma kor, and then read kriyashma at the proper time later. Rishim elozor meir binkal binkal kori kriyashma mispawo kedushim agulut tefila. No. It's better, says Rishim elozor, to say kriyashma and then daven. Here's some agulut tefila, even though it's a little early. Makiv we're arguing about masover tefila meumad adif. Masover is agulut tefila adif. One says it's better to daven tefila standing, so daven shmona asrei early, daven kriyashma later. The other one says some agulut tefila is better, so therefore daven Shema and Shmon Asrei later while sitting. Marim Marzutra Machafni Beasar Bishabasa Duregla Matul Hadun Afkila Pirka. Marim Marzutra, on the days when they would give these long speeches, they would gather 10 people together. And during that Shabbos, they would daven really quickly, and then they would go to give the shir. Ravashi matzal v'hadi tzibur b'yachid miyushav. Ravashi would daven together with the tzibur by himself, sitting down. Ki avasul abeis. When he go home, hadi matzal, and then he would go and re-daven. So while they were doing their davening, he would still get their shir, he would do something a little bit then he would read daven later. Amil Rabban of Avin Mar, Kamarim Marzucha, why not do like Kamarim Marzucha and gather a mini together early? Amil Hu Trichli Mos, that's too hard. The Avin Mar Kavodish Movalevi, why not do like Kavodish Movalevi and daven really early? Amil Lu Chazin Lu Rabban Kshishimin on Daf Tehachi, I never saw the rabbis that are older than me that were doing that, so therefore I didn't want to do it myself. Mishnah, Rilos and Razamarain feels himself into the Chavar ear. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that tefillos and musaf can only be done with a chavir ear, with a community, with a minyan. Meaning, if you're by yourself, you can't do a chamer. I mean, bechavir shul bechavir cham. You say whether you have a minyan or not, you can daven musaf. Rabbi Yirom, Rabbi Shmuel Kol Makor Yeshem Chavir Ear Yachid Potter Tefillos Musaf. In any place where there's a minyan, a yachid is potter from davening musaf. So Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, it looks like, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda is the same thing as the Tanakama, right? The Tanakama says, meaning, seemingly that you could do it. You'd be able to do it no matter what. And when we're saying kol makom, we're going to say that seems like just like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says tefillos musa should be done with a minyan and not otherwise. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying the exact same thing. So ikvenai yachushal b'chaver ear. Here's the difference between them. If you're an individual without a minyan, Tanakama says potter. Tanakama says you're potter. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda says you're still going to be chayiv. A yachid without a minyan, you can do it by yourself. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinan, Amar Rachi bar Rav, Am halacha Rabbi Yehuda shamar shumra Elazar ben Azariah. We passing like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We hold like that second opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so then no matter what, a yachid is chayiv as long as there's no other minion. If there's a minion, he has to daven with a minion. And if there's a minion and he doesn't go, then he's potter. So he said, Amar Rechi bar Rav in Shapir Gamati. He said, good. Amar Shmuel, mi yamai, lo matzino tzlusin musaf and biyachid. Right? I never davened tefillos musaf by myself, turned the daf on Laman Rebbe's bin Arda, levarma yu yumid also pol musaf al kalamasa, except for that one time, that one day, where the army of the king came to the town, but I treated Rabban of Lotol, and everybody was busy, and nobody was able to daven. It's only biyachid, and I davened by myself. Why? Because there was no chavarir. Have yachush lo bachavarir, and that's when I davened. Otherwise, if it was by myself, I never davened musaf, because the minion was doing it for me. Yasu rechanina kara. Rabbi Chanina Kara was sitting in front of Rabbi Yana. We hold like that third opinion in the Mishnah. We're like, wait a second, go say that outside. He told me, because Allah is not like Rabbi Yudah in the name of Rabbi Lazari. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. He says Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yochanan said, I myself saw Rabbi Yana daven by himself and then daven by himself. Right? It must be one was Shachar, one was Musaf. Right, so maybe originally he didn't have kavana, and later on he had kavana. Right, maybe he davened shachris twice, and that's the reason why I did it. I'm like, Chazimayn Kavarav de Kamasidullah. Do you see? You said that statement was Rabbi Yochanan. He's the kind of a guy he is. Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say this unless he knew it was shachris and musaf. So come on, get out of here. That's ridiculous. As you do, and that's how we passkin nowadays, that you can daven musaf biyachid. Rabbi Yam, Rabbi Yasi, Avagav, Tehav, Lutzlis, Rabbi Kanishta, Deveria, Lo, Avamata, Labini, Amudit, Kehechad, Avagarsi, as you set up above on Chesam and Alev, Rabbi Yasi, even though there were 13 different shoals in Deveria, they only davened where they actually learned, in their base medrash. Yim, Rabbi Yisab, Rabbi Yisab, Mishum, Rabbi Nuamar, Rabbi Yisab, Rabbi Yisab, says in the name of Rav, Halach, Rabbi Yudosh, Rabbi Yisab, 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 Rabbi if it's because you didn't have kavana, you should always measure yourself. If you're able to have kavana, then daven, and if not, don't daven. You daven, so what was the point of you davening? Maybe you forgot Rosh Chodesh. Wait a second, if you make a mistake, you don't say Rosh Chodesh in Maariv, you don't repeat it, because you could say it during Shachris. But Shachris Machzirnos Nishiachalom Rav Musafin. But Shachris, you don't say it, because you're going to say Musaf. Musaf Machzirnos Nishiachalom Rav Mincha. But Musaf, you don't say it because you're able to say it by Micha. Right? Wait a second. Don't we say that that's only by Musaf? So I did. I forgot Rosh Chodesh, and that's why I repeated my Shemona Esrei. But he wasn't necessarily going ahead and saying Musaf. That wasn't the issue over here. So either way, we paskin like the original statements, not like this, that you can daven Musaf Yachid. Two dots. Kama Yishab in Tefillah Shvila. How much do you have to wait between Tefillahs if you're going to repeat yourself? Rav Huna Rechia. Chad of Rav Chista. I'm sorry. Rav Huna Rechisa. Chad of Kedishis Choni Daito Olav. One, so that you're able to be tischeinen, to be able to concentrate, have some type of musheves there. So your mind is cleared. So you could be able to have chanan. So however much time that takes, usually just a few seconds are enough. I'm Ravana Marav. If you make a mistake, we don't say Yalaviyavo in Mariv. We don't repeat. Because anyway, Basin is not Makadosh the moon until the next day. So whichever Mariv on the first day, I'm sorry, second day of first day of Rosh Chodesh, second day of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat. It makes sense. The Rav says that's only by a 30-day month of a Chodesh Chaser Machzir Noso. But if it's a 29-day month, we would go back because it really is Rosh Chodesh. Rav Taimakamer. He said his reasoning. Because Basin is not Makadosh the Chodesh Elabiyom. Malichos Malamolo. It makes no difference if a 29 or 30-day month. Loshna makes no difference, and that's how we paskin. Now we have the Mishnah. beginning of the fifth parak. In only mispalam we talk about rosh. You should only get up to daven with a heavy head. Chasim rishon yishoin shoach. So mispalam because you have to leave on laviyom shabashmayim. The original chasim used to wait 1 hour before davening so they could concentrate on their aviyom shabashmayim, their father in the heaven. Afilo mel shalom b'shlomo lo yishavenu. Even if a king asks how you're doing, don't answer. Afilo nachash korach alakivu liyafzik. Even if a snake is wrapped on your ankle, do not be mafzik your shimon asri. Minani milu we know all this from Rabbi Yosef Makro. Bimars nefesh was bitter to soul. Said Chanamimai. Then Machana shiny to have his miriyali betuva. That's not a proof that you need COVID rosh. Maybe Chana was different because she was very bitter. Here's where we get it from. Delvin Mel said, I with much of your chesed, I come into your house and I bow down to your heichel in Yira. Mimai, Toma David Shiny, maybe that was different. To have a matzar nafshe barach mituva, he would daven, he would pain himself to daven a lot. Maybe he's different. So you can't learn from Chani, you can't learn from Delvin Mel. Delvin Mel says in Chavtes, bow down to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his holy abode. Al tekir b'hadras ela b'chardas. Charad, to have some type of a fear when you're davening. Ma'adil malo oyulam im l'chadras mamash. Maybe hadras is literally. Ked Rabbi Yehuda, matzai nasho adar matzli. Rabbi Yehuda used to dress himself up before davening, so maybe that's what hadras kodesh means. Elo amar nachma yisuch me'alcho. Rabbi Nachma Yisuch says from over here, Yivdu asa shambi yirvi gilor v'adol. Serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of fear and tremble while dancing. Ma'adil gilor v'adol meravad abramas amar rabo or rav. Makum gilor sham te'radol. When you're singing and when you're davening, that's where you got to have some trembling, and that's the reason why you got to do it with COVID rosh. Abai was also coming to Rabba. Abai was sitting in front of Rabba Chazid Avakal Balach Tuvi. He was very happy. Amar Gilu Beradoksiv. He said, you should be happy, but you also should be trembling, Abai told his Rebbe Rabba. I'm wearing tefillin. And when I'm at tefillin, it's an edus that I still have that year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't have to worry if I'm happy. Rabbi Yemi also coming to Rabbi Yemi. Rabbi Yemi sitting in front of Rabbi Zerah Chazid Avakal Balach Tuvi. He saw that he was very happy. I'm like, B'chol Eitzav Yeh Mosar Ksiv. In any sadness, there's bad things that could happen. It's okay, right? But I'm sorry. Pecholei tviyam osar, that when a person is sad, there's going to be extra. Everything's going to go well for you. So what's going on? Why are you so happy? He says, I'm wearing tefillin. And therefore, again, I have edus that everything's going to go well. Marbrit Ravina, Avidilula Bre, Marbrit Ravina made a wedding for his son. He saw the rabbis were way too happy. Isaac asked him, Mokra, Basar Bamezuz, he brought a cup of white glass that was worth 400 zuz. Tabakamayu, he broke it in front of the Vatsiu. Everybody was sad. Ravashi Avada Lulabre, Chazan Rabbanakabachetuvi, Ravashi also made a wedding for his son. He saw the rabbis were extra happy. Isaac asked him, Zugisa Chivarto Vitabakamayu Yitzivu, he brought another thing of white glass, broke it in front of them, and they were all sad. Right, not that. Amalei Rabbanu Rabbam Nunazuti Viluder Marbrei de Ravina. The wedding of Marbrei de Ravina. The rabbi said to Rabbam Nunazuti Lishalamar, sing for us. Amalei who? He said to them, Voy lo nemisan. Whoa, we're gonna die. Amalei Hanamanani Basrach. What should we answer after you after such a great song? Amalei Hi Torah Behind Mitzvah Neganulon. Oh, there's the Torah. There's the Mitzvah. It's gonna protect us. It's unbelievable. And we're gonna end with this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Bar Yochai. Also on Shemayel Schul Pivo Olam Haza. It's also for a person to fill his mouth with laughter in this world. Shemar Oz Yomali Schulpinu Lishanin Arena. Us, and that time, we're going to fill our mouths with laughter and our tongues with mirth. At the time, when those same on the nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done great things with the B'Rama Lover, he never opened up his mouth fully when laughing in this world. When he heard from Yochanan his Rebbe, that doesn't mean he can't laugh, doesn't mean he can't make jokes, it just means you cannot fill your mouth with laughter and laugh in such a way where it's just, there's nothing else going on, and you're cracking up to that point. It's difficult to do such a thing and still remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. We'll stop right there. One lamed aleph and aleph about 12 lines down.